Last week, Rita Smith reported on the anniversary of the publication of the first Little Golden Books. Today, she explains their marketing strategies.
The Little Golden Book series of children's books, introduced in 1942 by the publisher Simon & Schuster, experienced immediate and phenomenal success. Within the first 10 years, they had sold 182,615,000, jumping to 300 million 2 years later. Some of the most successful Little Golden Book titles were tied to promotional campaigns. The first of these was the campaign for war stamps, a reflection of the U.S. government's campaign. On the dust jacket of a Little Golden Book entitled Bedtime Stories, for example, which included the tale Chicken Licken, was this story. One day, Chicken Little strutted through the woods. Behind her strutted Henny Penny, Ducky Lucky, and Goosey Lucy. On the way, they met Turkey Lurkey. "Where are you going?" asked Turkey Lurkey. "We are all going to buy war saving stamps, just as we do every week," said Chicken Little. So Turkey Lurkey joined them, and they all hurried off to buy war saving stamps, and so should you. After the war, the promotions turned to endorsements of commercial products. The first, Dr. Dan the Bandage Man, issued in January 1951, was the result of an agreement between Simon & Schuster and Johnson & Johnson, the makers of Band-Aids. The book explained the rudiments of first aid for preschool children, and each copy came with 6 Band-Aids. The first printing of 1,600,000 was the largest first edition of a Little Golden Book produced up to that time, profiting from what was probably the most extensive advertising and promotional campaign ever staged for a book costing 25 cents. Simon & Schuster was soon to outdo even themselves with the largest promotional campaign ever mounted, for Little Lulu and Her Magic Tricks. Released on May 1, 1954, this book had a first printing of 2,250,000 copies, possibly the largest initial printing for any book ever published in this country. The book contained a packet of Kleenex, with instructions for making a doll, a carnation, and a bunny out of the tissues. Full-page ads ran in popular magazines such as Life and Women's Day, and a demonstration of the tricks from the book was presented on the Arthur Godfrey Show, reaching an estimated 7,500,000 families. The sales figures of the Little Golden Books had always been impressive, but with the support of the U.S. government, and particularly with the advertising support of Johnson & Johnson and Kleenex, the sales figures of these particular Little Golden Books reached unprecedented numbers.